Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Are you ready?
For the puppy podcast, because all we're doing is talking about puppies.
Well, if you're going to go that route, then that's what I'm going to do.
I'm just saying, the last several we've done, we've had puppy talk.
It's so hard.
But really?
Hard, because my heart hurts so much. And looking at puppies makes my heart happy.
There you go. I think Jacob's locked out of the house right now. I hear him banging on the doorbell. Hopefully someone lets him in. There he is. I'm going to pause and do talk to him in. All right, Jacob's now let in the house from walking our puppy to go potty.
Mm-hmm.
This is the haphazardly. This is the haphazard puppy podcast.
Right, we have a 9-month-old chocolate lab. As you heard previously, we're not ready to talk about what happened, but we did lose our husky lab mix last week, so we only have our one, and we're actually learning a lot about him. It'll be nice to have a little bit of time with just him. He whines and looks at us. He tries to tell us when he has to go potty. And
he's done a lot better than he ever was before.
Before, he would just shit on the ground all the time.
He was scared to come to us because all the love and the death, he was super protective of us.
Yeah. And now he has a lot of time with us.
He wants inside. Here, I'll let him in.
All right. And, you know, we are looking for another yellow lab to join our puppies and our family. He's so happy. I think he's just going to love having a little sister or a little brother. And it's really going to make him shine being the older puppy because he was the younger puppy.
I fully agree because he was overshadowed a little bit, but he's coming to his own. So,
I mean, he wasn't overshadowed in our love. We've always like given him lots of one-on-one attention. And
oh, I agreed. Yeah, he's open up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, and there he is, right in our face. Yeah, we'll go for a walk. We'll go for a walk soon. No. We'll go for a walk soon. All right. So we are at Beer Podcast Day 19. Is it?
Day 19. as you know, we are catching up. No, day 20.
Let me look.
No, I'm not sure.
Day 20.
Yeah, because I thought we only had two more. We got a little bit behind. As we said, we had an accident last week, and it's been really hard to do anything. But we're healing. And so this Brewer's Advent Calendar 2020 is a red. I can't read it.
It's Hossel Marzen beer. Okay. The Marzen.
It's a Marzen.
Here's a spoiler. We don't like Marzens.
And gold. It's mostly red and then some gold. Let's try it.
So we had one from this company last year, from the Hossel company, but not this exact beer.
Okay.
So, but we had the Marzens last year. We didn't care for them, but let's see what thing this year.
Oh. Has a little bit of a weird aftertaste. I'm not quite sure. Hold on. I always have to have two sips.
Sorry, I'm excited. I want to taste it. That full-bodied mouth of mine.
Oh my God, I was going to say, I got something you can taste, and then you followed up with that.
I am not a fan.
Really? I don't think it's bad. I would say 2.5.
This would be a solid 2 for me.
Really? Yeah. It's funny how I'm like a lot more open.
Actually, you know what? I also 2.5 because I'm gonna modify that rating. So before we do that, our ratings here real quick. One, I'm shitty, I won't drink it.
Two, I will drink it to get shittier.
Three, I won't buy it, but I'll drink it.
Four, my second choice.
And four, I will buy it because fuck yeah, I love it.
And by four, you mean 5.
That's what I said. In my head.
yeah, this has a little bit of an aftertaste.
It's got a bite to it.
It's got a bite. It is smooth going down, though.
So what I was going to say, I'll modify mine. This is a solid 2 for me if I'm just drinking, mm-hmm. right? But I can see this pairing extremely well with, like, a steak.
Oh, uh-huh.
If I had a nice, juicy, like, prime rib or ribeye or something like that.
My foot.
this would pair extremely... It also would pair with, like, a barbecue steak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this would pair. And if so, if it's with steak, I could see this one bumping up to a 3 or a 3.5, maybe even a 4 at that point. Because yeah. I think the taste in this would pair extremely well.
Yeah, this is a good pairing beer. I think you're right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink it by myself, but I would pair it. So that's my opinion on this Marzen, which I think we read that somewhere last year about Marzens, and it kind of kicks in. But I can see the flavors, especially that garlic butter you make with the steaks you make would pair so good with this.
I make a good garlic butter, like a parsley. Blaze. Yeah.
It's
like,
so good.
So good. Oh, God, I kind of want steaks now.
You already told us we're doing breakfast tonight.
You can have steaks for breakfast, steak and eggs.
Fuck yeah.
And by steak and eggs, I mean steak and potatoes. We'll call them hash browns.
Yeah, we can make steak and waffles.
Yeah. We make steaks. They have waffles.
I'll use steak and waffles is delicious. You ever had it before?
No.
Yeah, chicken and waffles?
No.
It's actually chicken and waffles is a southern like thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like fried chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
It sounds weird. It's actually really, really good together because you eat the chicken and waffles at the same time. It's actually the syrup and... It's so bad.
Steak.
One thing you'll learn.
I love a well-seasoned steak, but I don't use sauces. Blood. I use the, or not, it's not really blood. It's the juices.
Like juices or like the, if there's a glaze, like the butter glaze.
Right.
I don't use steak sauce.
I don't use steak sauce. I like steak sauce. I just really love steak.
Well done isn't a well-made steak is delicious. It doesn't need sauce.
Yeah.
And medium rare or you're dumb.
Right, I don't. The only time I've had it too rare was at our anniversary.
Yeah, I remember that.
All that money, and I was like, "I'll eat it," but damn.
Rue. What's he doing? Chewing on your door.
Rupert. No. You were just had your.
Your bone. What are you doing?
It's pineapple.
It's pineapple. What are you doing, buddy? Come on.
For those who don't know, and most of you don't, our daughter always goes, "Oh, pineapples. Oh, pineapples." Like everything is pineapples.
Pineapples
and avocados. So we bought Rue a pineapple. Are you wanting to play? No, he's not.
And we bought Sadie, who's staring at me but can't hear me. A pineapple. Yes, we bought you 11 things for Christmas, and that's it. Actually, we bought you 11 from Stranger Things, the actress. Yeah, you now own her, which is weird.
How do you know this?
I don't know if anybody can hear her talking from across the room, but she said Millie Bobby Brown. But no.
I'm excited for Stranger Things season 4.
I'm excited for it too. I'm gonna see what happens. We're on a podcast, so if you're gonna talk, you have to come all the way in here.
Motherfucker, you're wearing my shirt.
Yeah, she stole your Sublime shirt.
I stole 4
of my Sublime shirts.
They were t-shirts.
I've had that Sublime shirt for fucking ever, dude.
And it's not—it's not even Sublime the band.
No,
it's Sublime the surf company.
I know.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Sublime the band is named after Sublime the surf company.
I don't know why I'm holding the microphone to her while you're talking.
I don't know either. I was like, what am I supposed to say?
Am I in the podcast now?
Apparently you are.
I'm the new leader of this. Let's go.
It's the beer podcast.
Ooh,
I'll come taste the beer and give us a opinion.
Jack already had a drink.
Jake couldn't do it.
Jacob was like, I can't do it. And then Jack goes, that's good. And then walked away and like thumbs up, like all like, bruh.
He is man hearing roar.
Yeah, right.
With his luscious flowing locks.
No, Jack has like the longest hair.
I'll give you a taste afterwards, okay?
You can have a taste.
It's right there. We'll give her a taste. Oh my god, have a taste. A small sip.
Drinks the whole thing.
Don't drink the whole thing.
You won't be able to. It's beer. It foams up in your mouth. Yeah. You'll just puke.
Take a small sip.
It kind of tastes like apple cider. Just a little more alcohol-y. And a little...
There it is.
A little less tasty, but that beer is kind of good.
Oh, it says there.
It kind of tastes like food.
So, tell me again, Smile. So she's like, I lost my dimple. She definitely has, when she was smiling, she has dimples on both sides.
Yeah, she does.
She gets it from her daddy.
Sometimes I have one and the other times I have two. It's just, the breath smells disgusting.
Hey, Sadie, while you're here, do you want to plug your podcast real quick?
Do I want to what?
Plug your podcast real quick.
What does that mean? Plug? Like, oh.
Like say your podcast name.
I'm Sadie from
Oh, I'm Sadie from the Super Awesome Sisters podcast. We have a YouTube channel too.
And you do reviews?
I'm not saying it.
I know you're not. All right.
It is one that she started like 4 years ago, slightly younger. Now we're in the teenage years where she hates everything and everyone.
Except for her dad, because her dad's awesome.
You're a little under mom. Wait, no, I mean you're... No, I mean mom...
That was right. Mom is above you.
Yeah.
Hey. Who comes to your room all the time to say hi to you?
Well, she feels what I feel. She's a lady.
She looks like you, but likes me.
Well, I know where you're lying now. Tegan!
Nope.
Tegan also is mine. Jack, one of us will be mine.
No, you get the stinky boys, not the young boy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Rupert, you're mine now.
No, you're not taking my dog.
We could tell Sadie what we're doing.
What are we doing?
I don't think we should.
Okay, we're not going to tell her.
You can't. No, you can't do that.
We're making steak and waffles for dinner tonight.
You already told me that you can't go.
I didn't say the steak part.
Should we tell Sadie? No. You can't
we
just
also. Bomb somebody like Sadie that. Is by far the best person to one surprise because she always has the best, like.
Genuine reactions.
Like, yes, her reactions are the best, but they're also way over the top. So, like we saw, what? You have to tell me. And so when she gets a present, oh my God, I love this. It's amazing. What is it? Oh my God, I love it. Like,
socks. I fucking love socks.
Well, I don't want to sound disinterested, so I go over the top, not even on purpose.
No, she's been doing it since she was little. Like, she was the first girl on both sides, so she was slightly spoiled, and so we were always like, oh, Sadie, oh my gosh, look what I got you. And she was like, oh my gosh, look what you got me. And so as she got
older. That's an accurate interpretation of what happened back when she was a kid.
And so as she got older, that just stuck. And then you have Tegan who's like, oh, thanks. Like she does, oh, that's nice. I'm like, oh, there's my daughter. Like
she actually likes it, but doesn't show it.
No, none of our kids show it, only Sadie. And so everybody buys her things because she really shows the best, like, enjoyment. And
so she's going to play the game.
So she really has.
Well, I'm with that. Oh,
Jesus. He booped her nose with the mic.
Yep. We have to go read the thing still.
Yes, we do. Oh,
then throw this one.
My hair, mom, when you're done.
Yeah.
All right, let's go finish this. Ah, girls. I told her she's going with us. Okay. She said yes.
That's that reaction.
That's a Jesus. Walk, Sadie.
I don't want to go on a walk.
Yes, we're all going for a walk. That's
torture. Right. He's like, I'm bringing my bone.
All right, come on, let's finish this. All right.
Love you.
There you go.
No, I'll okay. Tell you
the podcast.
Oh. Love you,
love
too. From the podcast. All right. The private brewery, Hostel Brews, is excellent beers. It's excellent beers in an attractive region, the Stiftland, in the Oberpfalz. Magnificent scenery, 1,000 lakes and ponds, the magnificent cultural treasures are waiting to be visited. It goes without saying that a tour through the Stiftland includes the enjoyment of hearty upper palinated delicacies and the tasty hostel beers. So what is so special about this Marzen? The special blend of whiskey and wheat malt brings a unique peat note that is smoky, similar to a fine single malt. An excellent beer that pleases the palate. That was also a very rough translation.
Right. Got whiskey.
Are
in
we
it.
Going on a trip?
In our favorite rocket ship?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, I think that's. I mean, I think this is on two by itself, but I got three, almost four.
It could get better paired. Sadie liked it.
She barely knows less than we do.
I don't know if that's saying anything. Like, we need to clarify that we don't drink beer, so we know that our daughter doesn't drink beer. Yeah,
not that she drinks just a little less than us, but she doesn't drink at all.
Yeah.
It's going way off the rails.
Yep. But I think it has potential.
It's got potential to be a decent beer with bearing or snakes.
Yes.
All right. This is done today, and we've got more days tomorrow.
Wink, wink, wink. And that is it for 2020.
No, it's not it for 2020. That's it for today's day of the beer. Yeah. We still have several days left of 2020.
But today's day is the 20th.
Okay.
See?
You met 20th of 20.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.